This is Relationship, a podcast presenting a gay look at traditional relationships and values.
With your hosts, the Cratellis. I'm Marco.
And I'm Tony.
This right here. This that shit that'll have you all inside your feelings. Confessing your love for the one. This right here. Gonna make you put a ring on it, making calls about your feelings, confessing your love for the one.
The end.
All because you don't know the words, Marco.
Yeah, like I said, the end. Should have quit while you were ahead.
All because you found one of them once. I hate grammatically the way that song. The song is called One of Them Once. Like what?
Like what is that? Also the song that rhymes space with space.
I don't know which song you're talking about. But thank you, Usher.
That bothers me.
We really enjoy the song Usher. Thank you. It's a beautiful song. I feel like it's his new, like, you know, You Got It Bad, which is great. It's a wonderful song on that album. Took you a little bit of time to get around to liking that album.
I'm not a huge Usher fan.
Yeah, that's where the problems in this relationship started. It's weird. I don't know how you can't be an Usher fan, though.
It's not. I don't dislike him. I'm just not a huge fan.
Yeah. I enjoy him very much. I think he's great. I think I fell off of the Usher train for a minute because he... I don't know. Usher started getting a little ratchet for me. I think he was like too caught up in trying to be like the cool old guy that was like still connected to his community. So he started like being like the A-town homie type dude. And I was like, I don't need that from a 45-year-old man. Like, can you just like be a 45-year-old man that's singing love songs or like things? You're just in a different place in life. But that being said, I did listen to this album after the Super Bowl performance, and it's actually, it took me a minute. I had to delete some songs off the album to actually really enjoy the album as a whole. But that being said, I do enjoy it. I think it's a really good album.
Well, good.
That. So anyways, hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, you snapped your neck.
Well, that, yeah, it reminds me of Drag Race when Sasha Colby was doing that.
Don't do neck it. You're going to hurt yourself.
That neck cracky thing that she kept doing. It was hilarious. Anyways, that being said, so it's rainy. We're recording on one of like the rainiest March days in New York history. So I'm a little sinusy. That's a whole thing. So I've got a bit of a sinus headache and I slept wrong. This is how you know you're old. Sleeping injures you.
My bed in the clouds hurt me.
Yeah. Sleeping hurts you. Sleeping. You wake up from a sleep and you're like, ow.
A pillow and a cloud took you out.
Literally.
Two of the fluffiest things
literally.
In the world.
Like, what the actual fuck? Like, what? Like, I'm like one sneeze away from paralysis.
No, don't say that. Jeez.
No, it's true. It's like this.
Don't tempt fate with your old bones.
Very old bones. Yeah, very old. Very old. It's just
you're
weird.
Broken.
Oh, I mean, for a very long time. Yeah, it's been
the
a
warranty
thing, so.
Expired
a long time ago, and you didn't keep the receipt, so you're
I
stuck with
didn't.
It.
I had no intention of returning you, but who could have known all this? Maybe I could at least get store credit.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not looking good over here. Like, yeah, it's. But I don't know what you're talking about. You're the guy that's like, I don't know why I can't sleep on my side anymore.
I cannot.
It's so weird.
That is no longer a thing.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Like, it's so bad. It's no one warned you about this.
They did.
No one warned me about this.
Always did. They were like, dude, don't get old. I'm like, I have no choice.
No one said this to me.
I was warned.
Everyone was like, stay young, right? Because then you don't have responsibilities. And that was fine.
Also, I think if you don't think you were warned, you weren't paying attention, because every older person goes, ugh,
when they get up or get really down.
Paying attention to it. That's what everything that comes out of an old person's mouth sounds like. So, I wasn't paying attention.
I was like, do your magic.
I was like, you just sound old, whatever, old person, but it's fine. So anyways, but yeah, doing okay, hanging in there. It was a work week. And then we're having a Marco Toni weekend, which is really nice.
It's been very good.
Yeah. Things in this household has been very fun. Like, yes, it's been very lighthearted. You and I have gotten along. We've been laughing. Like, we literally this morning in bed, like literally laid there for what, an hour, just kind of like laughing
and clutching each other and giggling
and laughing,
clutching and laughing and rolling. Stupid.
Rest in peace, Leslie Jordan. You were wonderful. We were having it was just fun. It's just a lot more fun to just be around one another these days. It's amazing what happiness can do.
It's the craziest
for a relationship.
It's the
weird,
darkest
right?
thing.
It's so bizarre.
When your stress is down,
it's so bizarre.
It's so easy to have a good time.
It's so bizarre. And then I've been driving you crazy lately because...
Because you're you and it's Tuesday.
It's not Tuesday.
By lately, do you mean the last 15 years?
Oh, I'll show you crazy.
You have. I'm looking at it right now.
No, we're preparing because at the end of May, which will be my 40th birthday, my family is coming in town. We've got a big event planned, blah, 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 blah. But in doing that, I'm like trying really hard to like prepare the apartment for everyone's arrival. Because it's a presentation for me. Like, I want everything to be the way that I want it to be. So I just bought a new lamp and I'm obsessed with it. It's like a piece of art. I'll have to take a picture once it's ready and post it on Relationship.
I'm sure everyone wants to see it.
I know there's a lot of listeners out there that follow us and DM us and care, and they want to know these things.
I meant it. I'm sure they will.
Yeah, and so once the light bulbs actually arrive, I'll probably take a picture so I can show everybody how.
Yeah, note to all our listeners: if you buy a lamp, you might want to buy light bulbs too.
Honestly, I did not read the details. I think I just assumed that the light bulbs would be here.
I mean, that's a fairly safe assumption.
Yeah.
If it's a two bulb lamp, it should come with two bulbs.
That's what I would figure.
Or if it's a one bulb lamp, it should come with one bulb. But a two bulb lamp with no bulbs?
Yeah.
There was not that doesn't bulb sound right.
It was weird. I mean, again, it was my own fault because I didn't read the details. I literally, when I went back
I
to go
that
look
I
at the listing.
Either. I would have assumed.
Yeah. I looked in the listing and they were like, bulbs not included. And I was like, well, that would have been really helpful. Like,
to I mean, know, they right. did say it.
Yeah, that would have been really helpful.
Probably should have looked.
I totally. It's 100% my fault.
Again,
it's not theirs.
I don't know that I would have either. I probably would have assumed.
I just assumed. But
stuff that takes batteries. It's like, how do you not come with batteries?
Well, the other lamp that we have in the living room definitely came with a bulb.
That's
I didn't
normal.
Have to buy a separate bulb. Yeah. So I just wasn't thinking about it. But anyways, that being said, this lamp is incredible. And it looks like a piece of artwork in our living room. And I'm very
you
I'm
are
into
into
her.
It.
It's
you
so
are.
Pretty. It's you're, so you're good. Crazy. I love it. So we're doing that. We bought a new dining room table that will be coming in about a week, which I'm very excited about.
Yes, you are.
So here's another lesson. So a really good friend of mine, I think I said this on the podcast before, but bought me a really great acrylic. So Tony and I love games. Everyone knows that we love to play board games and fun things like that. So for Christmas one year, a friend bought us an acrylic Jenga set, which is really, it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's like, it fades from like clear all the way up until black. And it's like absolutely beautiful. It's stunning. It's a work
also
of art.
A piece of art.
It's really, really beautiful. So one day we had some friends over for a game night and we were just hanging out and we decided to play the acrylic Jenga set. And when the acrylic Jenga set toppled over on our black dining room table, it literally nicked the shit out of the dining room table. So there's like,
turned it into a snowflake.
Oh my God. It's like, it's bad. Like,
it's everywhere.
It's like really, really bad.
It's
like there's
like
no repairing this. Yeah. It's really
like,
bad.
Like we'd have to repaint this table.
We need a whole new table. That's what ended up happening. So yeah. So finally we got around to getting a whole new dining room table, which I'm actually very excited about. So
yes, you are.
So that happened. So I'm happy. The dining room table is going to be wonderful and having the family here is going to be wonderful and everything is wonderful.
And I just got diabetes from you. You're so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
And my teeth fell out.
Ew.
You gave me cavities.
Ew.
Give me a kiss.
So it'll be very exciting. So yeah, so we've got a lot of fun things happening in the Cotton Christopher Critelli household.
Good save.
Yeah. It's like, what is happening?
We're the Critellis.
We're the Critellis.
Our whole brand.
I'm so...
Literally on everything.
That's the other thing about getting old. Memory goes away.
Yeah,
it goes away. So, yay me.
This is fun. Where am I?
Having such a good time.
What are we doing next?
Hello, dementia.
Again, too soon.
I went to high school with her.
Jesus. God help me.
Should we hop into the hashtag?
We should do something other than this. That is for darn sure.
Tony and I have picked a wonderful queer couple to highlight and praise as a positive representation of a relationship within the queer community. So if you are interested in becoming our hashtag queer relationship goals on a future episode, or if there is a queer relationship that inspires you, you can tag us on your photos on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Our handle is @podrelationship. Together, we can further the movement that shines queer relationships in a positive light, shall we?
Let's.
Awesome. So this week, I'm very inspired by this couple. They're kind of cool. Like, and this is another one of those wanderlust, like really fun adventure focused couples that like really truly inspires me and actually makes me want, like, I'm like, oh, we need to be doing what they're doing. Like, this is the way life should be lived. So, we are talking about the relationship of Carl and Don, two A's. We're very much so into them, but they are absolutely wonderful. On Instagram, you can follow them. They are @coupleofmen. And then you can follow their individual profiles in, you know, bio on their page and everything like that. Carl has his own. It's @CarlIsWorld. And then Dan's is @Dan:. They're really cool. They're very, very, very fascinating. The two of them are bloggers and they, you know, fancy themselves as LGBTQ+ storytellers. But what they do is they have a gay travel blog. And within that, they tell gay travelers exactly like where they can go, what kind of hotels to stay at, what are really great gay destinations that you can go to, where are great places that you can check out that are going to be friendly for you. And I like that. So their whole entire profile is like the misadventures of Carl and Dan. And I'm like absolutely obsessed with that. I think it's like really, really fun. And like I said, I'm personally inspired by them because this is the kind of life, like, I want to live with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is the kind of stuff that I want for us to do together is like, have fun, have these adventures and go out and check things like this.
Yeah. And they're so European and they're so happy and they're so furry and they're so cute.
Furry.
They're furry, you know, we're furry.
We love some bears.
Otter, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But super cute, regardless, whatever word you want to use to describe. Just adorable and so happy together. Yeah. Like, just super in love, super cute. And yes, like you said, the traveling. But, you know, what gets me always is the goofy. And so the silliness and the willingness to, like, be a fool and, like, the videos of them dancing. And, you know, I don't know what pride they were at in this particular time, but they dressed up as Darth Vader and a stormtrooper, but in jock straps, which was hysterical.
Hilarious.
Yeah, like, just, and I love, like, they are nude in the ocean. They are nude at a hotel.
So I was going to say that, like, they go to clothing optional destinations, which are wonderful.
I'm a firm believer in that level of freedom.
Yeah, they just do a lot of the fun stuff. Full disclosure, their entire profile, like, they're German. And so there's very little English in terms of, like,
well, the captions are all English
the,
and they're,
the they captions translate. Are English. Absolutely. Well, yeah. But like the speaking parts are for the most part German, which is great.
Yep, they're subtitled, so it's fine.
Yeah. And again, it's them. They're German, so they should be doing that, which is really nice. But again, on top of that, they're really cool. They also remind me that I do not do enough picture taking or recording when you and I are like doing things together. And so I've got to get better at that. And anyone who's listened to this podcast knows that I have said this for many seasons. But yeah, this is truly inspiration. This is exactly like, this is the life that I want to live. I'm obsessed with them. I think they're cool. And we think that you're going to feel the exact same way. So go check them out on Instagram. Again, they are at Couple of Men. That's COUPLEOFMEN. And again, in their bios, they have the links to their individual profiles that you can go follow as well. And then on top of that, the link at the very bottom directs you to their blog. And that is going to be incredible. And you can go check that out. And yeah, so it's fun. You can look at all of their content and choose a couple of really great things. It's wonderful. So check them out. Follow them. Double tap. Show them some love. Let them know the Cotelli sent you. Tony and I are going to take a really short break, but when we come back, we are going to try to solve the world's problems, Cotelli style.
Look, we've been doing this for many years now, and you all know I don't participate in the social media stuff. So I'm not going to pretend that I'm excited to promote our couples page. But if you care about couples pages and for some reason want to follow ours, then you should check us out. We are at the Cotellis on Instagram and Facebook. There, Marco curates photos, reels, and stories about our lives outside of the podcast. And while I don't love being a social media sensation, I do love hearing from Marco about the interactions he has with you all. So go give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook. We are at the Cotellis on both. Marco will be glad you did.
Do yourself a favor and head over to our website and get a Relationship Podcast t-shirt. Show the podcast and me and Tony some love by wearing your Relationship t-shirt, taking some pics, and showing them off on social media so we can return the favor and show you some love back. Go to podrelationship.com/shop right now and get yourself a Relationship Podcast t-shirt while supplies last. We love you and thank you for the support. All right, my love. So today's topic is not a secret to you because you and I have talked about this a bunch of different times over the past few weeks.
Yes, we have.
And how fascinated of a concept I find it to be. But I think that's kind of the beauty of our relationship and then even this podcast within itself is that it's ever changing. We had a different topic that we were projected to go over this week. This came up. I started talking to you about it. You and I had really great conversation about it. And then we decided that we were going to make this episode a little bit about it. So it's pretty fascinating.
That's the history of what happened.
That is the
history. Now you're all up to speed.
Yeah, completely up to speed. And in previous seasons, we have done an episode called 1+1, which was on the whole concept of, you know, two halves don't make a whole. It's one whole person and one whole person equals a relationship, right?
Spell whole.
So we talked a little bit about that. But this episode is 1+1+1+1.
That's right. We're talking throuples. No, I'm just kidding. No.
But it's a completely different concept that I found very fascinating. So, of course, I was doing the Twitter, or I'm sorry, not even Twitter. It was the Instagram scrolls. And I stumbled across this very fascinating Instagram page by this page called the Amy Earle, so E-A-R-L-E, and she posted this story that says, or I guess it was an Instagram feed, or, you know, like the
thing,
grid post, and it said, have you heard about the 1+1+1 marriage rule? Or it's not even 1+1, it's the 1-1-1-1 marriage rule. And it says, 1 week vacation alone each year, no kids. 1 date night each week with no distractions. 1 each spouse initiates sexual intimacy 1 time every single week. And 1 30-minute block of no screen time to connect every single night. And I was very fascinated and I brought it to your attention. And, you know, we started talking about it a little bit. we had some pretty interesting thoughts about it. Obviously, some of which we super duper succeed at, some of which we are failing miserably at. But I wanted to...
Mostly you.
It's definitely not me. But I want to talk a little bit more about this together today to see how badly we are doing at this.
Let's do it.
Yeah, sounds fair, right? All right, so the first one, one week vacation alone each year, no kids.
Mm-hmm.
To be completely honest with you, I think we're soaring with that one. Yes or no?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we definitely never invite the kids.
The kids never get to come on vacation with us. They 100% have to stay home.
They go with their grandparents.
Yes, all the time. No, we do a really good job. I think we do a pretty decent job of every single year we plan a one week long vacation where we get to kind of explore, do things, be together. And I do appreciate that about us. What are your thoughts?
And we do a good job of like changing them between being and doing.
Yep.
Days sometimes, but yep, usually the whole vacation,
yeah,
is either a being or a doing, which I think is fantastic. We definitely do this. We need to do a little bit better, only in that we have been inviting a lot of people.
You're literally taking words right out of my mouth. Continue.
And putting them in your butt. And
oh, why would I want words in my butt?
Why indeed? So we definitely need to do better with that, because as much as I love having friends and family with us, which I do, it makes the vacation like just that much more fantastic. And you and I still get our time to like debrief about the day and also plan for the day, you know, at the end and the beginning respectively. But because we're doing that, we need to do better about just us, even if it's like a long weekend. It doesn't have to be a whole week, but even just a long weekend of just us, which I mean, I know we get at home, but it's not the same.
No, I 100% agree. I think one of the fortunate things, and I've said this on this podcast a bunch of times before, but you and I travel very well together. Mm-hmm. It's like the one thing about us that is like, we have many things about us that are magical, but like, I think
it's effortless.
Yeah. I think we are such strong personalities that like the opportunity for us to butt heads present themselves and we're all like, yes, of course they would butt their heads there. But for some strange reason, when we travel, like we are very much so agreeable with one another. We are on the same wavelength. We have the same thing in mind.
We like look out for each other. I'm like, did you remember that thing you always forget? And you're like, no, I forgot it.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. I'm like, you didn't pack your toothbrush
or you forgot whatever.
Yeah. Like, and you're like, oh God. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, yeah. And then the whole trip, it's nothing but like, we enjoy the actual act of traveling to the place.
Yep.
You know, we have fun in line at the airport or on the long drive. Yep. Like, we enjoy that. And then, of course, we have fun when we're there. And then even on the way back, we're like chitty chatty.
Yeah. But we're also like, hey, I think today is like a low key day. Absolutely. You want to go to this pool? Or, hey, what if we just, you know, go and have food over here and then just kind of sleep in a little bit? Like, we are always like on the same wavelength when it comes to travel. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you that I think you and I need to do a better job. Like, we've never really, our honeymoon was the very last time that you and I took a week and we traveled with just the two of us to a locale. There was another time where we went to Punta Cana where friends were supposed to come with us. And we ended up by ourselves. Mm-hmm. But other people were supposed to be with us during that time period. And it didn't happen. Or I think we had a friend come for like 2 or 3 days. And then they left. And then it was just us for the rest of the time. So I would really love for us, like I've been saying this to you a couple of times, that like I want to go back to Paris with just you and me. Mm-hmm. Like, we did it with the family and it was wonderful. I want to go back with just you and me. I want to go do London with just you and me. Because I feel like, yes, I had a great time with the family and we had wonderful time in Greece with all of our friends and everything, but like, what would a trip be like if it's just you and me on the same wavelength checking out all these adventures in that space? Mm-hmm. You know, what would that look like?
Right.
And I want to do that. So I think I personally, like, sorry y'all, you're not invited on the next trip, but I really, wherever our next like big trip is going to be, I kind of just want it to be you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just want to worry about Marco and Tony. I don't want to worry about anybody else, you know?
Yeah, and I want to make it a point to, like, still see the family, but, like, we'll go do a trip to see the family.
Yeah.
And then we'll, like, take a trip ourselves. Because, yeah, it's, like I said, it's been amazing with the friends and the family on these trips. It's been incredible, and it's really enhanced it and made it wonderful. But I would like a Just Us trip.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So I think we do pretty well there. The one date night a week with no distractions, I don't think we're very good at doing.
At all.
And we have preached it for 9 seasons, right?
We have talked about this. And we have it on our calendar.
And it's literally an alarm every single week. Well, here's what happens. And, you know, I'm going to be kind of blunt and frank about the situation. You're such a homebody, and we have both fostered your homebody status in that. And I think it's taken us away from the opportunity to explore and do things. You never want to go anywhere.
Well, and it's hard to get you to be like it, to get you to be adventurous with food takes very particular circumstances.
Yeah.
And that doesn't motivate me either.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Because I'm always down for, like, I can't even pronounce that. Let me have two.
But I'm into the idea of doing that. I don't want to do it on our couch. And that's where the problem comes in, is that, like, I do want to go out and explore and have an adventure. I'm not going to be able to try every single food. I have digestive issues, and I'm not going to, like, go out and, like, explore things. I just don't necessarily want to do that. But, like, we have gotten so comfortable with just being here in the apartment. And a lot of that is because of you and your comfortability with that, that we just don't do the exploration. And I'm saying it here today, that absolutely has to change moving forward.
Well, and you and I have talked about, like, now that my job has changed, I'm in the city, you know, there's a lot less stress in our household. Like, we're going to start doing that. We also have to expand our minds, because date night doesn't have to be dinner.
No, we can do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, we literally have...
we're planning on doing something tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that can be a date.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And
you're going to put out.
I don't know. You take me out of this house, then yes, I'll probably, you know, put out.
What about me and my feelings? I might not want to put out. When?
Give me a break.
When?
Give me a break. Give me a break. We just need to do things. Like, we need to get out. Like, I have told you this before. We're in a different place now, and so I think that it'll be better. But, like, these 4 walls cannot, they eventually feel like a prison. And I don't want them to feel like a prison. Right. I want to be able to go out and do things and explore. We live in the most incredible city in the entire world. People save their entire lives just so that they can visit New York City at certain points in time. And we get to live here. We work here in New York City. So I want to go explore New York City. You know, I want to do things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just be sitting in our apartment. Like, I just don't want to do that forever. So we have to do that. And we end up having a really good time communicating and engaging in one another when we do get to go out and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to live.
Yeah, our last several date nights have been very nice.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
They haven't happened every week, but when they've happened, they've been very nice.
One of the things that I don't want to skip over with this particular one, too, is it says with no distractions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's insanely important as well. So putting the phones away, not being distracted by anything, and just 100% focusing on one another the entire time. I think that that's very important to mention as well.
Thongs help.
You said what?
Thongs help.
Thongs?
Yeah, thongs help.
Why does a thong help?
No distractions. You'll really focus on each other.
I know you think that's funny. and that's where a lot of my concern comes from. But I think importantly, like, not having a distraction, being able to, again, sit across the table, have a communication, a conversation with one another. There is nothing that drives me more crazy than when I go out, you and I are out, and we look at, like, the table across from us, and, like, the guy and the girl are, like, both on their phones sitting across, not even talking to one another, eating their food while on their phones. Mm-hmm. Like, why did you even come out?
Why did you go out?
Yeah, you could have just stayed at at home and that's all you
do. Or the ones
do.
Who sit in total silence.
Yeah, it's so weird. Their phone either. I don't want to be that couple. Mm-mm. I want to be the couple that engages in one another.
And not that comfortable silence either, the really uncomfortable silence.
Yeah, where you can tell they like legitimately have nothing to say to one another. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, did you guys fight before you got here? Is that what's going on?
Did you literally just have a fight?
Yeah, what's happening? What am I looking at? What's going on?
Because you look pissed.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that at all. So I definitely think that is really important. The very next one is each spouse initiates sexual intimacy one time every single week. So I think that's something that we definitely need to work on.
I will commit myself to it wholeheartedly.
Whole penisly.
I have to say, though, I do feel like I've been adhering to that at least once every hour, trying to initiate sex with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Let alone once a week.
Yeah. I think it's really important, and I think we've talked about this a couple of times on the podcast, too, is as I've gotten older and as I've really, like, started to learn about myself and know about myself, I've come to realize that, like, I cannot have sex just because I have to be like, I have to feel whole. I have to feel comfortable. I have to feel in love. I have to feel taken care of. I have to feel comfortable and secure. And then also, obviously, my body has to feel good in it. Again, man with digestive issues. And sometimes I just don't feel happy with me. And so it's not, you know, always easy for me to just be like, yeah, let's totally bone. Like, let's make that happen.
I mean, I can appreciate what you're saying. I have to be. So I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. I just have to exist and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. And that's totally fair. And that doesn't mean that I am not sexual. It doesn't mean that I'm not horny. It doesn't mean that I don't want to do it. It just means that like, I'm like, how I'm feeling right now is superseding my horniness. And I'm able to be like, you know what? Let me get myself together and then I'll approach that a little bit later. And I'm able to compartmentalize that and separate that out. You less so, which is totally fine. It's totally fine. But I do think that, again, we have talked about this. This is probably going to be the theme of this season. We are so much happier lately and so much more in love and connected. And I don't know. We enjoy each other a lot more than we have, especially over the past couple of years. And I think that it makes this connection and my ability to give it up or to be able to be intimate with you in that way a lot easier. And so I do seriously want to focus on that a lot more for the two of us to be able to engage in one another and have sexy time as a result of it. But I do think that we definitely need to be better about that.
Agreed.
It needs to happen.
Yep. Give it up. Again, I will commit wholeheartedly to that.
I know you will. Mm-hmm. I think we all know you will. We have the utmost faith in you. We know that it's quite possible.
My fan club's rooting for me.
Your fan club, huh? What is that? Your testicles and penis? That's your fan club?
Ha, ha, ha.
Just saying. And then the last one is a 30-minute block of no screen time to connect every single night. So, one of the things that I'm going to have a grape session really quickly. Are you ready and prepared?
I am.
Okay. I am, your game playing on your phone. Like it's like tapping on my nerves lately. It's like one of those things that's kind of getting a teensy bit excessive. And, you know, before I think it was just kind of like a super easy, like, you know, pass the time type situation and I was completely fine with it. But it's like literally the only thing that you do right now. You are on your phone all the time at this point. And it's fine as someone who definitely engages in his phone pretty consistently. I do understand it. I find that the only difference for me is that when I'm engaging in my phone, it's because I'm engaging in somebody or something, if that makes any sense. So like somebody's messaging us, or I'm sending back a text message, or like an email has come through, or something like that is going on. I'm not like focusing on like an insular thing, like video game playing. And then I do it and then I put it away. You are like, I've come home at night where like maybe I had gone out for drinks with friends or something like that, and you have fallen asleep on the bed with your game on your chest, actively in motion. And that's what's going on with you right now. So I do think that we could do better. Mm-hmm. We, you and I, could do better with the cutting off the technology for just a little bit and not being distracted and actually engaging in one another thing. I think that's something that we could 100% work on.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I agree. I would expand it beyond just the phone, though. I would say no TV, no distraction of any kind.
Agreed.
30 minutes of engaging with each other. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. I do think that we have done this deep dive where we keep watching like old favorites and stuff like that. So like we love a good like comfort, you know, moment where we get to watch some TV and fall asleep to it or whatever. Like those things happen. But one of my favorite things that we did the other night is, I don't know if you remember, I like got home from work. I like laid on the bed. We had ordered the food. The food was like ready to go, but we laid on the bed and we just like chatted with one another. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
You liked it because I rubbed your feet.
It was a nice addition to the situation, but it wasn't necessary. I would have just been okay with just chit-chatting with you. That was the part that was really exciting to me. And that felt amazing to me. I liked that we engaged in each other like that. And then we were like, okay, we're good. All right, you ready to eat and watch some TV and then go to bed after that? And it was fine. I liked that. Mm-hmm. We need more of that.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that those times are really nice. Like, tell me about everything. Like, we talk a lot. You and I talk to each other all day, every day. Even when I come home, like, we talk, like, a lot. So I'm not saying that we're not good at communicating with one another. It's not like we don't communicate at all. I just think that we could do a better job of communicating without the technology and stuff like that.
Agreed.
As part of it.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Absolutely.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I think it would be a fun little challenge, like a little bit before bed.
Yeah.
The question is it a little bit before bed and then we put on the show, or does the show go off and then we do the 30 minutes and then we go to sleep? Don't have to answer it now, but it is the question.
I would say it would have to happen before the TV because you know me, my body goes to bed, I'll go to bed and then it'll never happen. Mm-hmm. So I just got to be real with them hoes. So yeah, I think that that's important. Yeah, I think this 1-1-1-1 rule is,
I'm going to call the 2-7. it's not really 1-1-1-1.
Okay.
It's 30. It's 7 days.
Yeah. I just think that I think this was very fascinating. And I think as a relationship, building opportunity, right? Like a connection.
It's great.
Opportunity. Yeah. It's really helpful. And it helps me think about putting a lot of this stuff front of mind. Mm-hmm. That's me personally. That's what I gather from it. Tell me some of your thoughts about it.
It's called the 1-2-7-30.
okay.
No, I like it. And I, like I said, I am committed. I was joking. I mean, well, I was half joking about the sex, but I'm committed to all of it. Yeah. I'll totally go for it. Let's do it.
I think it's very fascinating, and I think it could be really useful.
We'll try it and we'll tell y'all how we're doing.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep it front of mind. We would love to hear from y'all. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the concept within itself, and let us know if, you know, within your relationship, if this is something you two are trying and how it's working or not. We would be very fascinated to hear. If you're not in a relationship, we would love to hear what you think about this as a concept for a potential future relationship. Is this something that you value, that you would like for you and your partner to participate in? Is that something that excites you? We're very fascinated by it. So I think we're going to do that. In the next segment, Tony and I are actually going to take each one of these ones, and we're actually, we both researched some articles and we found some really, really fun, exciting ways of being able to apply these to your relationships. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that and give you some tips and tricks on how to make this work. And so you can read some of those articles and be able to kind of apply that to your relationship. So we are going to take a very short break, but we will be back in just a bit.
Nothing is sexier than a person that takes charge of their mental health. You can wear all the jock straps or lacy underwear you want, light every candle, and lick your lips seductively and... Wait, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, all that's still not sexier than handling your mental health, and that's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your needs and matches you with your very own licensed professional therapist, and you can start speaking with them in under 24 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses and can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in that uncomfortable waiting room of doom. You all know what I'm talking about. Go to betterhelp.com/Critelli's, that's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced, licensed professional. Relationship listeners get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/Critelli's. You better help yourself to some sexy.
Alrighty, so we're back.
Hello.
And in the first segment, we were talking about the 1-1-1-1 rule. I always think I'm forgetting a one, so I have to like really concentrate on
the 1-2-7-30 rule.
No, that's not what it's called. Do not claim that. But yeah, the 1-1-1-1 rule, and how fascinating we found it to be as a concept. And we kind of talked through our failures and successes in each one and attentions that are needed for each one of those ones. And so in doing that, Tony and I decided to take a look at each one of these ones. We were both assigned two of them. And we read some articles that we found that would help people in relationships be able to... help administer this 1-1-1-1 rule. 1-1-1-1 rule.
This 4-1 rule.
Yeah, this 4-1s rule.
so. One to the factor of four.
Yeah. Sure, I like that even better. So as a reminder on those, because I'm assuming, you know, nobody...
You've already forgotten.
Yeah, you've already forgotten.
Because and no of the one, entertaining commercial.
No one's coming in to the middle of the episode on this second, third segment or whatever. But anyways, that being said, the 1-1-1-1 marriage rule is 1 week vacation alone each year, no kids. 1 date night a week with no distraction. Each spouse initiates sexual intimacy one time every single week. And then 30-minute block of no screen time to connect every single night. Every one night. Right? Okay. So that's how it works. So I had the very first one, which again is 1 week vacation alone each year, no kids. So
no, you didn't.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did I give that to you?
Oh. Did you not follow your own rules?
No,
you I don't assigned remember. These.
I know.
I got 1 and 3.
Did you?
Yeah, I got the vacation and the social media.
No.
Did you research the vacation and the social media?
No, because that's not what the 3-1 is. You got the 2 and the 4. I know I got the 1 and the 3, which is 1 week vacation alone. You got date night a week with no distractions.
Nope.
Yeah, because that's the second one. Because one...
That's not what you said when I was standing in
well,
the kitchen.
Well, you got the wrong one.
Well, you got the wrong one.
No, I'm reading mine. Right one. Nope, I'm reading mine. So 1 week vacation alone each year is the first one. And the third one is each spouse initiates sexual intimacy one time every single week. So those are the two that I did. You got day 9 a week with no distractions and a 30-minute block of no screen time to connect every single night, which is the 2 and the 4. So those are...
It's not what you said.
That's exactly what I said. So with that being said... I read an article on Your Tango, which is really great. This was written on January 16th of 2023. It's the 7 reasons taking vacations together actually makes you healthier. And so I'm just going to read the first part of it, but then go down to read through the points. Obviously, we'll put the link for this article in the show notes, but I want to actually read you the very last point that I thought was really cool. So it says, thinking of nixing your summer vacation because of a heavy workload or a demanding boss. Most Americans lose an average of 4 vacation days per year, according to a survey conducted by the travel website Expedia. That means if all employed Americans forfeit 4 days, we're wasting 500 million unused vacation days annually. That should make everyone stop dead in their track right there, right? Like, holy shit. That's insane. Do you not think so?
Well, but why are we losing them? We're just not using them?
Well, so what happens is, why? Expedia says that most people cancel due to work concerns. Some find it difficult to coordinate family schedules, while others prefer to cash out their unused days instead. And you lived a life like this early on in our relationship.
Only briefly.
Yeah, you lived where you
now
were like,
I no longer live
it's more important to cash out on the money and get the money. And I was like, no, like you'll burn yourself out. Like you need to get away. Work is not that important. It will always be there.
That is true.
So if you think that by staying home this summer, you're helping your relationship, think again. Before you decide to sacrifice your annual getaway, consider the benefits of going on a couple's vacation. So they go through the 7 proven benefits of taking a vacation together as a couple. Number 1 is it boosts happiness. Number 2, it reduces the risk of heart disease in men. Number 3, it improves women's mental health. Number 4, it improves marriage satisfaction.
They don't think it improves men's mental health?
It probably does. But, number 5, it reduces stress levels at work. Number 6, it strengthens family bonds. And the last one is number 7, it cultivates intimacy in your relationship. So under each of these headers, obviously there's full paragraphs about like the explanation behind all of them and the importance. Again, a link to the show, to the article in the show notes. So make sure you read it there. But I wanted to personally focus on number 7, which is it cultivates intimacy in your relationship, because I think that's the important part, right?
It's also the one you most readily identify with, because everybody knows there is vacation Marco.
There is vacation Marco.
They've all heard it. They haven't seen it. I've seen it. She fun.
It says
she wild.
Yeah, wild. Wild. It says, according to research commissioned by the U.S. Travel Association, those couples who travel together are significantly more satisfied with their relationships, enjoying better sex and improved romance long after the trip ends. In fact, the research found that taking even a weekend getaway was more likely to spark romance than giving small or large gifts. Lastly, we should note that not taking a vacation actually harms work productivity and the economy. So I thought that within itself, it was like very important. And I know much to your point, it affects me personally. I am a different person on vacation. Mm-hmm. I am a lot more open. I feel a lot more free. I feel like a lot more excited. Home and work causes me to, and being at home causes me to be more tapped into the things that I need to be doing. Whereas when I'm on vacation, I'm more like, I ain't got shit to do other than be on vacation. Mm-hmm. And so it helps me be a much better partner, and connect with you a lot better than if I were at home. Which right. I think is like super duper important. So I thought this was amazing. Obviously, again, everyone should read all 7 of the points because they're very important. But I thought obviously that was a really beneficial one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
So since we had a little, you know, miscommunication, we're just going to demonstrate a good couple skill and roll with the resistance.
Okay.
My article is a different skew, so I am going to share it still. Because also, we all know why date night is important. So that's fine.
Well, I'm going to look up an article while you're
okay,
doing
well,
that.
Okay, well, I'm going to roll with it. So the one I read, we haven't used this website before. It's called Very Well Family. And it specifically focuses on the aspect of this about why you shouldn't do it with your kids. And so, you know, definitely, like Marco was saying, you can build a better relationship with your spouse. But there's a couple of key things here that that I wanted to point out that I think make sense, especially for our listeners with kids who like have difficulty disconnecting, is it actually talks about how it's better for both you and your children. Not that you shouldn't vacation as a family, but it's okay to vacation not as a family. One, kids and adults enjoy very different things. So yes, it's fun to go to Legoland and we can bring out our inner kid, but like, I'd rather go to a really nice meal. I mean, I want to go to Legoland too, but the next one is that it's really by not allowing your children to do things like being away from you, you're sending a message to them that they're fragile and they can interpret that and they can misinterpret and understand that. And it can affect them negatively later. Mm-hmm. So allowing them to be with a different adult that's not you, a babysitter, a grandparent, an adult sibling, like whatever it is, just so that they're able to do that. Like it does communicate things, and actually research shows it leads to more independent children.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. I remember growing up, like my mom and dad didn't really take very many vacations without me and my brother mm-hmm. involved. And as an adult, I think I looked back on that. I can look back on that and recognize that I think there was an element of me that felt like my parents couldn't like interact with one another without the children being around.
See, that's interesting.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like there was like this element of them not being able to be connected if the kids weren't around. Do you see? Mm. And so I like, and again, as I'm thinking about it, like later on in life, I feel like that could be a real interpretation. Do I know whether or not that was how I felt about it?
At the time,
probably not. I didn't have the language to be able to properly interpret that. But again, being able to know and understand that your parents do like one another, they do enjoy being with one another, they do like time together, and they have an identity outside of you is very insanely important.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, there's a lot of great stuff in this article, but the third thing I wanted to just touch on that I thought was really important was it says that, you know, when you're on vacation as the only the adults, not the children, that you should set goals just to make the most of your time. So this is a relaxing day. This is a day where we're going to go see that thing we wanted to see. This is the day when we're going to get massages. Like not mm-hmm. a huge itinerary planning, but just goals. You know, today's the day where I want, you know, this is the day where we're going to do nothing. This is the day where we're going to, you know, make sure we get to see whatever before we go, because we both said that was important to us.
Sure.
Which I think is really great. I think it's very helpful. Sure. So again, there's a ton more to this article. So if you are a parent who's having a hard time taking a vacation without your kids, definitely take a look again in the show notes.
Sure. On the second one, which was the date night a week with no distractions, I did find a really great article on marriage.com. Full disclosure, didn't get to read it super thoroughly, but did a nice quick skim through it that I thought was pretty effective. But this article is again on marriage.com. It's the importance of date night in a marriage and tips to make it happen. So it starts off with the importance of date night occasionally in a marriage cannot be undermined. Many couples have not been on a date night in a long time. They simply forgot to date each other, to flirt with one another, and foster the bond that brought them together in the first place. So they tend to forget the importance of date night in a marriage and lack the time to spend in the company of one another. There are various reasons that inhibit date nights, but those reasons should not become more important than the relationship itself. And so it goes on to tell you the reasons why date night is important. The first one is building communication. The second one is rekindling that lost romance. And the third one being relaxing and enjoying the feeling of togetherness. Obviously, there's like actual paragraphs underneath those for you to read through and kind of better understand and kind of gather more information and more inspiration from. But they, those are the important reasons. And then the fourth one, which I thought was really cool and kind of goes along with what you were saying a few moments ago, which is it sets an example. So children learn from their parents and emulate them when they grow up. Frequently planning date nights with your partner sets an excellent example for your kids. Your actions will teach them that relationships are essential. This will help them in the future. They will learn from you and will prioritize their relationships with their partners in the long run. So I thought that was very, again, kind of goes right along with what you were just saying. But I think it's like very, very helpful. What I also like about this article is that they actually give you interesting date night ideas as well. So there's a full list of things that you could do.
Was there like any morning that like jumped out at you were like, ooh, we should try that?
Well, we haven't done this in a very long time, but I loved number four, which was attend a comedy show with Busy Lives We Forget to Laugh.
We have not done that in a long time.
And we love comedy shows. And we have not done this in a very long time. So like, why? Yeah, I thought that was great. Number seven, which is signing up for a cooking class together.
We've talked about it
100 times, but have never committed to it. Mm-hmm. Like, why not do that? We do number nine, which is always helpful for us, which is scheduling a couple's massage at a local spa. Always a good idea, right? Helps you relax, helps you have a really good time.
That's cute.
So those things are really nice. So I loved that article, and I definitely think everyone should check that one out as well. So we'll obviously link that to the show notes.
Great.
The next one is each spouse initiates sexual intimacy one time every single week. So I read this very interesting article from Very Well Mind. We've talked about them before on this podcast. But this article, How to Initiate Sex with Your Partner by Elizabeth Plumptree, which was written on November of 2023, starts off by saying sex can be a pleasurable experience to share with a partner. From foreplay and teasing to the exploration of physical touch, sexual intimacy can bring you closer as a couple. But for some people, not knowing how to initiate sex or being uncomfortable doing so can stop them from taking this step in their relationship. So some hesitate to initiate sex because they fear rejection. Others worry about coming on too strong and throwing off the vibe or saying and doing the wrong things, making things feel awkward. All too often, it can be tempting to leave it to a partner to take the first step towards sexual intimacy. So this article goes on to talk about why it's important to initiate sex. Again, full paragraph there that is very, very helpful. I loved this quote by Ivy Kwong, who says, by initiating sex, you can show your care and willingness to tend to each other's needs and fantasies, which can contribute to a sense of emotional closeness and promote open communication and desires and boundaries. which I thought was really nice. And they even state here that some studies have connected sex with improved mental health, especially when going through challenging times. For instance, one piece of research found that people who remained sexually active during COVID lockdown reported lower levels of depression and anxiety.
Yeah, I'm
which
sure.
Which is very, very helpful.
Wow. All those COVID babies.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing that I loved about this article is that they go through and tell you how to initiate sex. So they give you like a very, very, in-depth, explanation through it. And they give you like step by step. So confirm consent, express what you want, use body language, be spontaneous, make time for sex, which we've done an episode about that before, is scheduling sex, which I thought was great. Use playful communication, try spicy texts, dress the part, and then have realistic expectations.
I love dress the part.
Yeah, which is fine, right?
Mm-hmm. Love sexy gear.
Yeah. And so I thought that that was very interesting. They also talk about like how to confirm consent, making sure that you're receiving the correct message, and then being vocal about your wants, and then let your body language speak for you. Being spontaneous, what that can look like. Again, scheduling time for sex, using playful communication, all of those things that I just talked about and how to go about making that happen. So I really enjoyed this article.
Yeah, it
and I
like
thought
a good
it was
one.
A really good game plan for couples who might have a little bit of time getting the fire to start, you know, like this is a really great way to go about doing it.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I may go run around and read that real quick.
It's really good. I 100% think that everyone should read this, especially couples, like people that are in especially long-term relationships that just, again, might need just a little bit of motivation and or help.
Yeah, I love it. So the last one is about, you know, turning off the screen and having some time without social media or the phone just being on. So another new website for us, it's thrivecouplescounseling.com. This site is more about like the actual services of couples counseling, but they do have some really good articles on them, on the site. And I really liked this one. Short, simple. We'll let you, you know, read it at your leisure, but, there was a couple things that really struck me, about this. You know, they definitely confirmed that the research has shown that, you know, increased screen time, decreased communication and intimacy. That's known. What's interesting to me is the research is starting to show that a lot of it is the exposure to negativity on, line in particular social media, and so you know there's like people in your life that you normally don't physically surround yourself with because they create drama, because they're negative, what have you, but they're still your family. So what's interesting is you can't like turn down the interaction on social media. Like you can either mute them or you can follow them and see their stuff, but you can't do what you normally do in your life, which is not be around them as often. Like if they posted, you're going to see it. So you're actually consuming their negativity more online than you prefer and have created your real life. So I thought that was interesting that, that's kind of part of the problem. It's very interesting. And then they also, again, they talk about a lot of things, but the other thing that really struck me was they get into, like, you know, yeah, some people can't turn off their phone completely. Like they just, you know, we're tied to them. There could be an emergency, you know, what have you.
Sure.
So what they said was like, create a phone-free zone. So like not in the bedroom, but put the phone outside the bedroom. So if it chirps or, you know, you get a message or whatever, you can decide, you know, that it's, you know, that whether it's worth checking, but then you only check to make sure it's not an emergency. And then you go back into the phone free zone.
Sure.
The other thing that they said was if you schedule this time, literally just set an alarm, then you don't have to feel anxious. You don't have to, cause you don't have your phone. So how are you supposed to know what time it is? Some people still have clocks, you know, but some people don't.
Right.
And if you're not supposed to be interacting with your phone or any device really, then that can be kind of super helpful. They also go into lots of other limits and methods. So I definitely recommend for those of you who are finding this challenging to read this article because, again, it's really concrete and brief, but really concrete, which I think, again, is super helpful. And there you have it.
Fascinating. I loved it. What did you learn from this dive?
I mean, I definitely want to read your article, because the sex one, because as you've shared, you require very particular circumstances to be sexual. So I want to read this article because I think maybe I can help you more. And so I'm interested in learning how to do that. That was the big takeaway for me. Also secretly in the back of my head, I'm thinking I'm going to research cooking classes for us.
I think it's good, right? I thought that was very
We were talking cool. about dates, you know, we were talking about going out in the city, like, and you know me, if I spend money on it, we are committed to it.
Right.
So whether it's a one night or a multi-week course.
Yeah.
Course, like food. Okay. Go ahead. What'd you learn?
I mean, I think all of these were very helpful, and I think that they actually meant a lot to me. I do, again, I think that the being sexual and intimate with, you know, your partner one day a week, I think that I got a lot from that one in particular, and just being able to be overly communicative about how you're feeling, where you're at, what you want to do, what happens next, how to like go through those steps mentally to be able to make sure that you and your partner are on the exact same page, I think is going to be very helpful.
Yeah, we could definitely practice that as soon as we're done here.
I'm sure. I'm sure you're up and ready to learn. So I thoroughly enjoyed that. The other thing I'm going to do, and if you're a Patreon subscriber, Tony and I are actually going to go through the article about date ideas. And we're going to go through this list more in depth and kind of talk about it, things that we could see that we could potentially implement in terms of conversation and see where we're at in terms of making that happen for each other. So I'm very excited to explore that together, to be able to figure out what we're thinking and being on, again, that same page to say, like, what can we do to just kind of like spice it up? Because it doesn't have to be a dinner and movie every single time, right? We don't have to go out and do that. What can we do to be able to make it feel like a date? We are connected to one another. We're spending time together. We're making a concerted effort to date each other and impress each other. Again, what can we do about that? Mm-hmm. And I think that that will be fun. So I'm very much looking forward to that. I really enjoyed this topic.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I thought it was a lot of fun. Tell us your thoughts. Did you enjoy this topic? Did you learn something? What did you think about it? After you read the articles, what did you take away from it? And what is something that we may have missed that you would want for us to talk about next time? Tony and I are going to take a short break, but when we come back, we have your week's listener situation and we go through that together. So we'll see y'all in a bit. Hey y'all, Marco here. And if you've ever listened to an episode of the podcast and thought, I want to be a guest on Relationship, then let's make this happen. Shoot us an email at relationshipquestions@gmail.com and tell us a little about yourself, relationship status, and what insight you can bring to the podcast. And let's get an interview scheduled. We love hearing from LGBTQ plus singles, couples, friends with benefits, exes, and everything in between. And if you've got insight on the queer dating or relationship scene, Tony and I want to hear from you. So send an email to relationshipquestions@gmail.com and let's get to chatting.
All right, now it's time for our listener situations.
That is right. Leave us a voicemail with your relationship situations by calling us at 903-PODSHIT. That's 903-763-7448. You can also record a voice message and email it to us at relationshipquestions@gmail.com.
Or you can still send your situations and comments to us at that email address or on our website, podrelationship.com.
Tony and I will listen to your voicemails or read your emails here on the show and do our best to give some guidance, because I'll be the first to say I'm sorry. Now you got me feeling sorry. I showed you all my demons, all my lies. Yeah, you played me like Atari. Now it's like I'm looking in the mirror. Hope you feel alright when you're in her. I found a good boy and he's on my side. You're just my eternal sunshine, sunshine.
You just had to go for it at the end, didn't you?
That was completely a joke. I know that. I mean, a mockery of that word and those vocals. But it just felt right at the moment. I just wanted to
say that. The spirit moved you.
What can I say?
Ridiculous. All right. This week we have an email. It is, hey guys, love the podcast and haven't missed an episode. We love to hear that.
Yeah.
I've even gotten my boyfriend Brian to become a devoted fan, but he's the reason I'm finally writing into you both.
Oh, so he's listening to this episode is what you're saying. So.
Okay. Good. Maybe he doesn't know. He had been in the closet until recently. He came out to his family about 2 months ago, and now the dial is at 1,000. Oh. It's the first thing he says to everyone. He comes out to the person serving him coffee. I overhear his conversations with his siblings, and every other sentence starts with, as a gay man. We went to a fundraiser for my work, and he literally introduced himself as my gay boyfriend.
Okay.
It's getting a little crazy, and I don't know how to approach the topic. Your guidance is needed here.
That's funny. I mean, me personally, I think let the man be. Let him do it. Let the boy dance. No, I think that, you know, we all come to a, you know how when somebody is dating someone and like they get like a boyfriend and they're like, oh my God, my boyfriend. And then I was talking about this with my boyfriend and then blah, 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 my boyfriend and then boyfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend. And, you know, like, I feel like.
I don't think anyone knows what you're talking about.
I think you need to give him the ability and the time to be able to own this and live in it and just let it be. And, you know, if this is happening like 6 months from now, how long has this been going on? Like,
it's just a couple months. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think if you're talking like a year from now, if he's still riding high on this whole like coming out type situation, then you can probably have like a conversation with it. But right now, let him let the boy dance. Like, let him do it. Like, let him have a good time. Let him enjoy this conversation, let him enjoy this narrative, let him do it, because that becomes very challenging for them, and they want to own it and they want to live in it and they, you know, want to, you know, feel it. And I think that he deserves it. That's me personally. What do you think?
I completely agree. I think that I mean, you didn't say your ages. you didn't say your ages, but you know, you have to think, like, if he's been in the closet, if he hasn't been able to live his truth, then think of every time that he didn't get to say who he was, or that he had to behave in a heteronormative way, or that he had to flat out lie about his truth. Right. Every time he says as a gay man, he's healing himself.
Yep.
And think of it in those terms. Like, those are little band-aids. They're little salves. They're little pieces of himself that he gets to take back. That's his truth that he gets to live. And like Marco said, I mean, it's new. So give it some time. let him say it. If there are some things that make you uncomfortable, certainly you're welcome to share them. But again, with the caveat of, I'm not trying to stop you. I'm not trying to stifle you. I love that you're experiencing this. I'm so happy to share this with you, you know, and it would be helpful if you didn't come out to the barista at Starbucks.
Yeah. And tone it down. I think everyone knows you're gay. I mean, look at the purse that you're carrying. But like, it would be nice if you just kind of calm down just a teensy bit. And again, I think give him some time. I think the ownership of this identity is really important to him right now. And so he's going to have to take it out for a test drive, right? And he has, and he is cruising around town at this point with it. So let that be true, and don't stifle him. Don't inhibit, is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
His ability to live his truth right now. And then again, I think both Tony and I are saying, like, later on down the line, if it's like a year from now, and he's still doing it, then you could probably say, all right, so, you know, I get that you like me and you like you, and you're super excited about letting everyone know who you are. But I don't think that you have to put it on a billboard every single time that you leave the house.
Right.
Like, it would be nice for you to like tone it down just a teensy bit. And I think that would be fair. But like right now, let him do it. I think about like when we got married, there was such a sense of pride that I had in being like, my husband. You know, my husband, Tony. Oh, I talk to my husband all the time. Or, oh, my husband's calling right now. There was just like this element of it that was exciting for me. And I'm pretty sure anybody that was on the receiving end of that commentary would have probably been like, we get it. You're fucking married. Like, and I'm pretty sure that was somebody's truth. But it was also my truth that I was very, very proud of the fact that I married you. And so I was going to be very vocal about that, you know, that there's something about it that was like, fine. Did you ever experience that?
Yeah. Oh, I still smile when I say it. I mean, I very much enjoy it. You know, but much to your point with this, you know, situation, I don't feel the need to advertise it, you know, all the time everywhere. Like, it's not a sign I hang around my neck. You know, this is my husband.
Not anymore. Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm
good.
Yeah.
So I said, I think like, let him be, let him do this. Like, let him have fun. He's proud and he's happy.
Yeah.
And if we can keep a gay man happy, I think that we're doing good work. Because it's only, agreed. Yeah, it's only a couple of, you know, gay bars and, you know, some gay Twitter scrolling that'll soon make everybody an unpleasant gay. So let him be a happy gay for right now. Right? I think that that's only fair. That's me personally. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's listener situation. Make sure to leave us a voicemail with your relationship situation by calling us at 903-POD-SHIT. That's 903-763-7448. You can also record a voice message and email it to us at relationshipquestions@gmail.com. We could read your situation on the next week's episode. So, Tony and I are going to take a short break, but we'll be back in just a bit.
Bye.
Bald is beautiful, but I can't achieve bald or beautiful without the help of Parasso Shave products. Their shaving creams are formulated to tend to your specific skin or beard needs, so you get a comfortable and consistent shave every single time. I personally have coarse and curly beard hair, so I use their Red Shave line, formulated with sandalwood and shea butter, to eliminate ingrown hairs and razor bumps on both my head and face. Whether you have normal skin, sensitive skin, or coarse hair like me, Parasso has you covered. So head over to parasso-usa.com right now and use code RELATIONSHIT15 at checkout for 15% off your purchase today and experience the best shave of your life. I promise. All right, so before we get out of here, to be completely honest with you, I don't have anything to put on anybody's radars. Definitely check in the show notes for links to the articles from this week's episode, as well as links to websites, things that Tony and I are supporting, and ways to get discounts to you know, purchase or have any of that stuff. But honestly, that is literally all I got for you.
Well, then that's going to do it for this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed this really important conversation.
Thanks for tuning into the Relationship Podcast, part of the DNR Studios Network.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram at Pod Relationship. Don't forget to subscribe and rate us. And thank you all for joining us for Season 9. Leave a message at the chime.
If you have any relationship situations that you'd like help with on an upcoming episode of the show, leave us a voicemail at 903-POD-SHIT. That's 903-763-7448. Record a voice memo or write in and email your situations to us at relationshipquestions@gmail.com. You can also submit them on our website, podrelationship.com.
And be sure to check out the Relationship blog on our website every Friday, where I muse a bit further on the topic of the week.
A special thank you to our Patreon pips. We hope you enjoyed the additional Cortelli content we gave you this week on patreon.com/podrelationship. Another special thank you to our DNR Studios Dingleberries. We hope you enjoyed the early access to the week's episode. Tony and I will harass your ears next week.
And remember, shit takes effort, so put in the time and the energy.